Right now on VFN TV, we're talking about, this is the year of the Eagles, the prophetic Eagles. Pastor John Kilpatrick, we're going to hear about an eagle that followed him all the way out of his own neighborhood and landed in a tree. We're going to hear about a prophet at the very same day at 2 a.m. in the morning where God told him, America, I am loosing my prophets, my eagles over America and out of a cave. And I'm going to tell you what the Lord did for me. He took me into that cave. He took me into the cave and showed me what he was releasing, these eagles over America. And finally, it's not a coincidence that the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. It's prophetic. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me, as always, is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Man, this is exciting.
Year of the Eagles. Oh, my goodness. You know, is it the Miracles had a song? Fly me like an eagle.
Fly me like an eagle.
We don't want to sing. It's not going to be good.
Morningstar Worship.
Oh, Morningstar. Yes. I remember that. And so this is the year of the eagle. If you've been wondering what's going on, listen, in so many different ways. And when you think about an eagle, you think about the prophetic word, the voice of God being released over America. And God, there's so many things that are happening, and it's going to happen. But it's God giving us insight about what to do, when, and where. Those who hear what the Spirit of God says to the church, what he talks about. And so I think about this. I think about, you know, it was early morning when Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, was leaving his home. And what happened, as a matter of fact, I'll let him tell you. Check it out.
Let me tell you what happened this morning. Shock of all shocks. Came out my back door in Seminole, where I live. It's about 35 minutes from here. And there was a bald eagle on my back porch. Now, I'm not mistaken about it because I know birds. I used to raise pigeons. I know my species of birds. This was a bald eagle. He had a white hair, had white head with white feathers. He had white tail feathers. And whenever he flew, his wings had to be 7-8 feet, I would say. It was big. It was way out there. And when I saw that eagle, I knew it was a sign, and I just couldn't figure out what kind of sign it was. So my grandson, I didn't know it, but he saw it, and he said, as you were leaving the property, he said, that bald eagle followed your truck about 30 feet above your truck. It just circled your truck all the way till you left the property. Isn't that something? Now, I'm not through. He said, it circled your truck. He said, us and those other construction guys is up there. And he said, we were watching it. And it was about 30 feet above your truck. And he said, it circled your truck. As you drove around, it followed you all the way out till you left the property. And it flew up in a tree and lit.
Is that so exciting when you hear that? We think about it. At 2 a.m., the very same morning, a prophetic word was given by the Lord to a Andy Sanders, specifically declaring that America, I'm sending my eagles up into the skies.
Wow.
John, you got to hear this word. Check it out.
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
This is where it came out, 2 o'clock in the morning, yes, when the eagle followed Pastor John Kilpatrick coming out of his home.
There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Ephesians 4:2-6. I have looked down upon my city, says the Lord. I am placing the eagles over my cities as the watchmen who tower into the skies. Every city will have watchmen on the walls, watchmen from within, and watchmen in the skies. I am sending my eagles up into the skies to see far out in advance in order to warn my people of distant trouble. As David faced Goliath, 1 Samuel 17, verse 50, as Moses faced Pharaoh, Exodus 12:31, as Joshua faced the mysteries and uncertainties of a new land for my people, Joshua 1, they were not afraid. They were with me, and I with them. Do not be afraid of your enemies who will try to strike fear in your hearts. Fear is not of my hand, nor of my kingdom. I have called you to pray. I have called you to stand at the gates of your city and seek my face, becoming a shield of protection for those behind you. I will be with you as you stand in the gap. I am using you as my instrument of peace, protection, and healing over your land. There are enemy plans taking place once again to disrupt multiple cities all at the same time, bringing dishonor to our land, chaos to our streets, and fear within the heart of our country. These plans must be stopped through the power of unified prayer and worship. Christians are to see and warn in advance of coming troubles. This isn't gloom and doom. It is God's ability to reveal the plans of the enemy to his people before they happen. Tragedy shouldn't be a surprise because someone somewhere will be warned in order to inform God's people. It is time to be able to hear and see what is before us at a much greater level than we currently are. As prophetic voices, we must speak into the nations, political realms, states, and regions where we reside. Natural battles are always won through power of prayer joined with unified hearts. I am sending my people to the front lines of the battle. While Jezebel was killing off the Lord's prophets, Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them in 2 caves, 50 in each, and had supplied them with food and water. 1 Kings 18, verse 4. As I have brought the prophets out of the caves during Elijah's day, I am releasing my prophets into the skies over America. That reminds me, you had a dream,
right,
about eagles in a cave.
God took me into the cave right when he's about to release the eagles. I'll share it after this, but it's just powerful.
Man, okay. I am releasing my prophets into the skies over America to reveal that which is being said and planned way before it should happen. I will use my prophets to foil and expose the plans of the enemy. I will cause my soaring eagles to become like a shield of fire within the skies, a banner of protection to their cities. The enemy's plan will no longer be a hidden mystery to my prophets or my people. I will send my people to the front lines quicker than first responders can arrive on the scene. Prophets must rise to the occasion now. The years ahead will require the prophets and prophetesses to see and hear with greater clarity. They must speak exactly what God tells them, holding nothing back. God's people will become extremely sensitive to future events, to where we will be there before the occurrence happens. As Christians, we carry the only true and real answer to any problem on earth. We have the authority, and it is time we use it properly. We carry the solution to a nation in crisis. I am unmasking plans and changing hearts. At the time of sacrifice, a prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned upon the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. 1 Kings 18, 36 through 39. As Elijah stood in the face of the prophets of Baal and Asherah, so will my people stand and not be afraid. I am raising up the remnant separating the foul breed from among my people. I will cause my people to become as bold as lions in the face of their enemies. Do not be afraid of those who wish to cause you harm. You will tread on the enemy that wants to destroy your land. Within your own eyes, you will watch deliverance with my mighty hands. Do not fear those who want to bring harm against your city. The Lord will change the hearts of some of your enemies, and you will find favor where you never had it before.
This is so awesome. This is so awesome. Listen, we get back from this break. I'm going to show you where the Lord, he talks about the prophetic word. Remember, the eagle's flying over Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. This word comes out from Andy, from the Lord. Mm. And also, the Lord took me into the cave and saw the eagles and the eagles being released. We're going to share that with you after this break. Make sure you join us after the break.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Well, you just heard, if you're a part of our program, you just heard this awesome prophetic word and prophetic encounter with Pastor John Kilpatrick, Eagles in the Sky, Andy Sanders here at 2 a.m. in the same morning. Mm. You know, God's loosing his eagles over America, the prophets over America, and the prophetess over America. And they're in the cave where he's loosing them out, like in the time of Jezebel, he's talking about. Well, guess what? This is exactly, the Lord took me into the cave. I want you to see this image right here. He took me into a cave and he showed me the eagles. Mm. Literally, they were tall. I mean, literally, maybe 3 foot tall, I guess is what we're, I mean, they're like, you put them on top of something and they're 3 foot. It was like they were 6 foot standing there.
Wow.
With me. And they were just lined up inside that cave. And they were there, of course, with all of our VFN KB television equipment, you know, covering the prophetic and what was happening. And all of a sudden, I saw all those eagles just loose out over America. And they just flew out of the cave, actually. And it was like a hole, like you're seeing right there. And so in that, the Lord showed me all of a sudden things. As soon as they flew out, America started going through difficult times.
Mm.
There was like crashes and things, rough seas, and just it was just chaotic. But the thing about with God's people is, it's not going to be chaotic for them. It's going to be like a Goshen experience, because we were covering it with VFN, KB's, all of us, our media, and all were covering it. And we were on this boat, John, in the middle of rough seas.
Wow.
And, you know, helicopters are blowing up and falling into the seas and different things are going on. But we, even though it was rough sea, you think the boat would be going all over the place, but we were on the back of it covering it, and it was just smooth sailing.
Steady.
So the whole world was rocking, but God's people are not going to rock. And that's what happened when you look how God freed Israel out of Egypt. You know, Egypt was rocking, but Goshen was a nice, calm place, you know, and God was showing a difference between his people and not. And so the eagles is what Andy's talking about and what we've been talking about. They're there to warn, prophetically warn, about what's going to happen first before it happens, because God does nothing unless he first reveals it to his eagles first, his prophets first. Mm. And so when God's giving you a dream and God's speaking to you, some of you have been speaking prophetically and people don't understand the prophetic, or they don't want to hear what God's voice is, and they shut it down or they create doubt. And you got to quit doubting the voice of the Lord anymore, because people who don't hear, they don't understand. And you have to speak with boldness, especially at a time like this. It's going to be very surgical things that are going on.
No doubt.
And don't speak from your own mind and your own whatever, but just if God's speaking to you, you know, we have a very important thing for you. It's at iabide.org. If you have not yet begun your abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, it's going to be difficult for you to define the voice of the Lord or not. And we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You need to be abiding with him during these times so you can hear his voice and begin to live out what he's saying, but also speak out what he's saying. And so it's not by accident that the year of the Eagles, that the Philadelphia Eagles end up the underdogs.
That's right.
End up winning the
Super Bowl.
And these, I'm telling you, man, there's obviously Christians on both teams, but I want you to hear the head coach, after winning the biggest game in the earth, you know, the Super Bowl.
Reports are they were watching this in Israel and rejoicing.
Yes.
Fans everywhere.
But I want you to hear, you know, this is Doug Peterson. He is the head coach. 9 years ago, he was a high school coach. But now he's actually won the Super Bowl. And what does he say when they ask him about how this happened? Take a look.
How do you explain this, that 9 years ago you're coaching in high school and here you are with this trophy?
I can only give the praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving me this opportunity.
Is that so powerful? He acknowledges Jesus Christ. This is the eagle. This is a big, huge shift. And I think about the winning, one of the winning touchdowns that was caught by Zach Ernst. And he was interviewed before the Super Bowl. And we want to hear about his relationship with God before. This is the one that caught that pass, remember? And he reached out over the lines and went face down into
the end
zone. Broke the plane. It was totally amazing. This is his interview before winning the Super Bowl. Take a look.
Tight end Zach Ertz agrees with Malcolm and says he is personally reaping the benefits of a faith-filled locker room.
I dedicated my life to Christ back in March. I was baptized in March. I got married the next day. And our marriage has been built on that foundation of the Word and Jesus. And it's changed my life. And just to have these guys hold me accountable on a daily basis has been phenomenal for me. I hope I do the same for them.
That's so important. I mean, he gave his life to the Lord prior to it, got married, dedicated his marriage to it. And a lot of people say that
before.
I mean, what's he going to say afterwards, right? Yeah. Well, this is his interview. Remember, he had one of those touchdowns with that pat. It was an amazing catch.
It's beautiful.
And he became a runner, and then he went into the end zone.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. As a matter of fact, listen to who he gave the glory to. This is after the game, after the Super Bowl, and after they won, the Eagles won. This is the year of the Eagles, right? Listen to what he said.
Let's bring in Zach Ertz, caught the game-winning touchdown. What was that feeling like? You're in the huddle, and you know that play is being called. What are you thinking?
I better score. I mean, glory to God, first and foremost. We wouldn't be here without him. This team is amazing. I mean, each and every day we go out there, we love to practice. And I think that's the foundation of this team. And wow, what a run it's been.
That's so important. This is the year. This is a prophetic move. This is so, there's so many things that maybe we'll get a chance to share what Brett Holderbaum got from the Lord about this. But I want you to hear the quarterback. Quarterback Nick Foles, his pre-interview prior to winning the Super Bowl, I want you to hear his heart. Let's take a listen to him.
My faith in the Lord is everything. You know, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. That's first and foremost. That's everything. I wouldn't be able to do this game without him. I don't have the strength to go out here and do this. This is supernatural, but it's also, you know, opportunity to go out there and, you know, share what he's done in my life. And it's not about prospering at all. It's about how he's humbled me. In my weaknesses, he made me strong. 2 Corinthians 12:9, you know, whenever I was at my lowest, that's where, my relationship with Christ grew.
That's so important. As a matter of fact, take a look at the scripture that he's talking about right here. It's a very powerful one that we need to understand. You're looking at it right here on your screen. Look at the scripture. He said, this is what he said to me, 2 Corinthians 12:8. He says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. Mm. And he's saying, this is the reason why. This is what's going on. As a matter of fact, look what happened because he humbled himself and allowed God to use him. This is after winning the Super Bowl. And guess what? He still gives the glory to God. Take a look. This is actually Nick Foles.
Just another game, right, Nick?
Yeah, just another game. Unbelievable. All glory to God. Obviously, Lily really likes this mic. She has no idea.
It didn't seem like the game, the nerves, the pressure matched up against Brady bothered you. What was going on inside you?
I felt calm. I mean, we have such a great group of guys, such a great coaching staff. We felt confident coming in, and, you know, we just went out there and played football. You know, we've played this game since we were a little kid. We've dreamed about this moment. There's plenty of kids watching this game right now, dreaming about this moment. Someday we'll be here. And to be here with my daughter, my wife, my family, my teammates, this city, we're very blessed.
Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles.
Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. Is that not awesome? Mm-hmm. Listen, maybe you are called into sports. Maybe we call that like the entertainment mountain where you're going in and maybe it's basketball, maybe it's football, maybe whatever it is. I want to encourage you right now. That's one thing that we like to focus on, you know, the seven mountains. One of them is the entertainment mountain, which includes sports. You can find out more details about that at vfnkb.com. But also want to encourage you to get connected. It's part of our family, your tribe. Can you imagine, you know, a whole family being behind you across the world, supporting you at a moment like this? It is beautiful. So powerful. John, what's next?
When we get back from this break, we're going to be sharing with you a prophecy from Brett Holderbaum about what occurred during the actual game and how it's going to impact actually the kingdom. Join us when we get right back from the break.
We'll be right back.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Why do the atheists discount miracles? Because the natural law functions routinely. Why do you look for an oddity in the midst of natural law? So they did away with the miraculous because they were going with what was normative and what was routine. But then when it came to ethics, they switched to the terms. If you started talking about an absolute, which was normative, they would interject an exception. When it came to natural law, they did not allow for the exceptions. But when it came to ethics, it was the exception that debunked the absolute. Because if you bring in the miraculous in natural law, you have to accommodate the presence of God. If you take the normative and the absolute in ethics, you had to invoke the very person of God. So it is more the atheist that is anti-reason and anti-rational.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
It's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this, the author of The Game Plan, The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America, but this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay, as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is a prophetic word. This is the year of the eagles we're talking about. That Brett Holderbaum is a prophet that's moved, and the Lord just touched his heart about what's going on. Justice is coming back. And this Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, it literally is a justice situation that's happening. That's what God's doing. John, read this word for us.
What began with a fumble will end with a fumble. 2018, God is beginning to right the wrongs across the globe. No longer will the enemy steal from God's children. This is what I heard right after the fumble. What began with a fumble will end with a fumble. 2018, God's beginning to right the wrongs across the globe. No longer will the enemy steal from God's children. God is beginning to right the wrongs across this nation. Backdoor deals and what has been good for business no longer matters, says the Lord. Righteousness will prevail. No longer will the enemy impose his way on my people. I am the Lord God Almighty, and I am protecting my people. I am exposing evil and tearing down what man has made for the benefit of the dollar. I am taking this nation and uncovering its darkness. As this darkness is uncovered, my people's eyes will be open, and my light is going to shine in all the dark areas. Alleys and basements where deals are made will be exposed to the light. Darkness will try to flee only to be exposed to the light. I saw the insects and things that like to hide in the darkness trying to flee to more darkness, but there was nowhere to go. They were exposed. Wow.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Wow.
This is a word the Lord gave to Brett Holderbaum, and he shared it with me immediately. And I want to encourage you. I mean, the Lord showed me specifically deals being done in the White House in the previous administration in the basement of the White House. I kept on telling everybody else, didn't you see this? Didn't you see this? And it's like, I was the only one the Lord has shown that, and others probably, but I'm just, it was so real to me. I thought we all saw it. And the Lord showed me there was a deal, literally a deal with Islam being made in the basement of the White House in the previous administration. You know, they had the iftar dinners that were going on in the White House, just and these different things were happening. Well, that's all being rooted out. When I heard the basement word, I'm thinking that's part of it's being changed. Each of these things, and so long we've seen injustice take place, and so many people are crying out for justice. And God's saying he's heard your cry. He's responding to that. And it's important to understand that, you know, justice ultimately was served on Jesus Christ. And if you haven't yet made a decision, you know, to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, that's important, because when justice comes down, outside the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood being on the doorpost of your host, of your house, you know, that when this judgment comes over, every one of us have fallen short. But the grace of God, through the forgiveness of God, by making Jesus Christ his son, the Lord of your life, understand he forgives you and cleanses you from all your sin. We shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You know, you've got to meet Jesus Christ through his Father. You just got to do it. Listen, this encourages you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear how this year of the eagle, maybe God's speaking to you that you're called to be one of the ones that soar ahead and begin to warn those behind. It's just so encouraging. This is a breakthrough. Eagles are important because rough times and difficult times are coming. At the same time, it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be the best of times, and it's going to be the worst of times. I want to be able to pray with you right now. Father God, we just pray a blessing over our community right now. We pray a blessing right now over them that you would just encounter them, encourage them. We call forth the prophets and the prophetesses to be able to rise up, Father God, in their place of warning and seeing, God. We thank you, Lord, that you brought them out of the cave and they're soaring across the nations. God, and we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these like these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.